We've often made the statement, I'm going to church. And sometimes we make that statement when people ask us, well, what are you doing on Sunday? Or maybe on Wednesday nights, people ask us, well, what are you doing tonight? Say, I'm going to church. And often we make that statement not realizing maybe what we truly say. And sometimes what we mean to say is, I'm going to church services, or I'm going to worship services. Because what we've done is we've taken the idea and the concept and the foundation of the church and made it into just the building. We say, I'm going to church. Well, what we mean is, I'm going to the church building. And this may seem like a frivolous point and something that really doesn't matter, but we really do need to understand what the church is and understand that the church just isn't a building. It's not made of bricks and mortar. It's not made of wood and sheetrock. It's not the physical things that we see in the world. The church is the people. And that's what we see there in Acts chapter 2 and verse 47 when it says the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Well, it wasn't that he added another brick or he added another stone. The Lord added the people to the church because the church is the people. And that's there before verse 47, what the people actually asked, you know, what shall we do to be saved? And Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. And see, here was what the Lord did. He added to the church. He added to his church. And that's what we see there in Colossians chapter 1 and verses 18 and verse 24. That the church is the body of Christ. And that term is also used synonymously with the church, which is Christ's body, his church. And so we see there that the body, which is the body of Christ, is made up of many members. And you also go to 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 12 and the verses following there. That the body is many members, but it's made, those many members make up that one body. And we see Christ being the head of that one body. So it's not a matter of, am I going to church building? Am I going to church on Sunday mornings just to say I'm going to a place? No. When we say I'm going to church, what we should be saying is I'm going to worship with the church, coming together with the many members of the one body of Christ to worship God and to worship and carry out those things as he has commanded us to do. So when we say I'm going to church, let us remember that it's not to the building, but it's that we assemble to worship with the church, because the church truly is the people.